The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, it really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. Suzanne Bandick here. I am one of the mindset coaches with Grow My Cleaning Company. And I have the most beautiful and brilliant Claire with us today. Claire, in full disclosure, is somewhere in the middle of our Clean Profit Elite business system. And I just wanted her to come on here today so that she can share some things with you and let you know that, you know, whatever you're going through, you're not alone. So, Claire, welcome. Would you start by just sharing with us where you're located and a little bit about your business?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So I am located in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. So my company started 12 years ago. I was just a sole proprietor, didn't really have any intentions of staying in the cleaning industry. So it kind of happened very organically that I incorporated. And then we did a rebrand in about year 9. We're here. We've got almost 10 team members. We've got growing clients and we're established, but of course not perfect.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. And were you at that point when you first started the program? Like, has anything changed?
We're still the same in terms of size, but as is with everybody that joins Mike's program, there were lots of things that just weren't working. Like we had kind of been stuck for the last 2 years where we hadn't really been growing. I, due to the pandemic, had been back in operations in the day-to-day. And I just knew something wasn't right. I thought, like, I'm doing what I know how to do. We're not seeing any changes in growth, and kind of reached a point where there was a little bit of reflection and a reality point where it's like, hey, this is a business in terms of definition, but this isn't a sustainable business with a very clear path forward. So it's now or never, because I'm not going to be here in 5 years if nothing changes. So it was like, let's make the change now while you can.
Interesting. That's kind of what Mike talks a lot about, that pain point, right? Finding the pain with our clients.
Yeah, I think there's a misconception that large and established businesses kind of have it all figured out. And you can very much be running what looks like a very successful growing business and still be really out of touch with what you're doing. So it was a really humbling experience to realize, okay, not only do I need coaching, but we need specialized coaching. We need some support from people who understand running not only a labor industry, but a residential cleaning industry.
Mm-hmm. I totally understand. So how about sharing some of the celebrations?
Yeah. So some celebrations are getting just really clear with our hiring process. We're still working through those modules, but really diving into the values, my values, making sure that matches the company values, and just shifting the approach to hiring and realizing, hey, like, if it's not a values match, it doesn't really matter if that person works out or not. So just really being comfortable with what used to be quote unquote failures, and switching that mindset to, hey, like, if it's not working, it's not supposed to work. And that's great. And then the other celebration would be kind of twofold, like just getting really clear with our numbers. Like, are we profitable? If we're not profitable, like, to what degree are we not profitable? And taking out the the emotion and like the very like personal connection to that. And that's really helped in contacting our clients and going through the rate increase process of stepping back and going, I might love what I do and I might love my team and the clients that we work with, but it's a business. And we got to put the work in to get things on track. So the program has been really helpful in just guiding me. You know, what numbers do we have to look at? What do the numbers have to look like for it to work? And just really simplifying that daunting. So many business owners are good at the relationship part, especially with residential cleaning. That's why people love it. But we overcomplicate the numbers part of it.
And what do you now know the numbers are, Claire?
They're not great, Suzanne. So, to provide a little bit of context, so when I started as a sole proprietor 12 years ago, and it was really eye-opening for me. So when I started 12 years ago to today with a team that's 10 times the size, we're only charging $6 an hour more. And you have to think about, like here in Canada, like minimum wage has gone up significantly, inflation, cost of living. And there's expenses that you have with a corporation that you don't when you're a sole proprietor. You don't even have to pay yourself to the same extent. There's lots of different legalities. So that was very eye-opening to know, you know, hey, like we've got lots of accounts with clients where we were paying them to clean. I just had a conversation with a client last week who's been with us for years and had a very candid conversation and said, like, hey, the facts are when we factor in our labor costs and what we need to do to succeed, we are paying you to come and clean. And as much as I love you guys, that's not a great business model. So we're really just being very black and white and just going off of Mike's recommendations and then getting the mindset help from you to we're running a business. And if we're not succeeding as a business, we can't be here and we can't have relationships with clients. We lose purpose in why we enjoy doing what we're doing. And it becomes a pain point for us instead of alleviating pain points for clients.
Yeah. Wow. I'm trying to digest on all of that. Seriously, even
yeah, it's a
me,
lot.
Where do I start? Yeah, the stuck point, you know, so often I hear, but I have these clients. But if you're focused on the clients and not the profit, your profit can be all out of whack and you're not making any money. And down the road, that's not going to serve anybody if you close up shop.
And right? Just coming to terms with, like you say it a lot in the mindset calls, but there's no such thing as perfection. And when I started the coaching program, like I was very, my husband and I made the decision together. Working harder doesn't solve the problem. Like I used to just dive into working harder on the business. And that doesn't really solve it. And then I had to, with your help, be okay with the mistakes that I've made, like coming to the realization of I can't be perfect at everything. I've been really good at a lot of things. And I can be embarrassed. I can feel like frustrated with the things that I should have done 12 years ago. But you have to accept that and go, okay, what am I not good at? What supports do I need? And lesson learned, like hindsight's 20/20 in most situations.
Right. That is so important, Claire. And I know you know this. So I'm going to say this for our listeners, okay? And that is, as coming for you, it's a recovering perfectionist, right? Perfection is an illusion.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's just so important to be present to what we're doing so that we can go back to enjoying our business.
And practice what you preach. Like I tell our team, and I do this in our interviews, like perfectionism shouldn't be a goal. There should always be something that you need to grow towards. And it's very telling that as business owners, we will often coach our team in one way and then not take our own advice. And that's just not, that's not a great way to run an operation.
You know what? Occasionally it's even true of mindset coaches, and that's what husbands are for.
Yes, absolutely.
He has been known to stop me and say, you're not following your own advice. And I'm like, ooh, that's why we have coaches, right? Coaches and husbands.
Yes. Oh yeah. 100%. 100%.
I wrote down, Claire, when we did your week 4 call, I think it was only last week, you said, I own a company and need to treat my business as a business.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Tell us more about that feeling. How did that feeling come about? And what does it mean to you now when you say it?
Hey, new friend, love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content, you just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on, we'll see you there.
I think just, again, like you can care a lot about your business and your clients, but you do have to a certain extent, emotionally detach yourself. And I don't know if this is a Canadian thing, maybe it's like a woman thing. Cause I've talked to a lot of friends, that run businesses in my area. And, it's hard to be okay with profiting. Like it's hard to mentally go, no, I deserve to earn a really good income. I deserve to profit, because that's why entrepreneurs start businesses. That's why we put in so much extra work. And that's why we don't have day jobs, because it would be really easy to just shut it down, walk away and go get a day job. So I had to give myself permission to say, it's not personal. You can put a lot of yourself into a business, but it is a business. And for many years, I owned a job, and that's what it was. And like, we're not in it to own jobs. So having that mindset shift around, you know, no, give yourself permission to be confident and being okay with, having really good goals and needing your numbers to work, and not, you know, having some appropriate boundaries around, you know, you don't have to, you can like clients and not be able to keep them on. You can really like your clients and really put a lot of yourself into a business and still have appropriate boundaries where, you know, okay, nope, business mindset time. Gotta get the emotion out of it.
Yes, I'm sitting up taller even listening to that, assuming that, thinking that. It's I could not have said it better. I'm just going to say to all our listeners, please rewind this a little bit. Like, just go backwards and rehear what Claire just said, because it is super important. I can't even paraphrase it and re-say it the way you just said it. It was very, very powerful.
Yeah, there's a lot of guilt. Maybe it's just me, but there was also a lot of guilt in coming out of the field again after COVID. And for many, many years, the running joke in our household between my husband and I was, I would tell my husband, well, I took the day off today and I'm feeling kind of guilty about it. And him going, okay, did you take the day off today or did you work on your business today? And I'd go, oh, I worked on my business today. He would constantly remind me, Claire, you're better. You add more value to your business when you work on your business, and your team will appreciate that and your clients will appreciate that. You're not worth much to anybody when you are cleaning in the field.
Wow, I really like your husband, Claire.
He's pretty wonderful. He's got a very entrepreneurial mindset as well. It's okay. You don't have to feel like you're putting your feet up and not doing anything, especially when you have a really hardworking team that's putting in a lot of effort for you. That's been a big part of the last couple of years, and part of why I wanted to get some really good coaching to make sure that time was worthwhile.
And I've got to just add for all of our listeners that wouldn't know this, I've seen you grow a lot in like 4.5 weeks. The difference has been amazing. And you're feeling it, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. My go-to reaction when I'm feeling overwhelmed is analysis paralysis. So I've got to have everything lined up. I've got to have everything perfect. And even then, I often will delay action. So when we had, my husband can attest to this, like when I had the mindset call with you and Janelle a couple of weeks ago, and it's like, Kate, rate increases and changes in operation June 1st. And that's 3 weeks away. And just really following through with that was a big shift. And even my husband said, like, hey, this is really working. Like this coaching seems to have really shifted, because you would be really trying to delay that as much as possible. And you'd be very, very emotional. Like, not that it's a bad thing to be emotional, but I would have previously really stayed in that emotion and not really processed it. I would have to agree. It's fast, and it's a good change. It's a necessary change.
Excellent. So I'm going to just call it like it is. One of your biggest celebrations is learning you can treat your business like a business.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And you have to, like, you really do have to ensure that you can be around for your team and for your clients, and ensure that you have a bit of a better work-life balance too. Like, you're not helpful to anybody if you don't have that balanced. And that was, I am a workaholic by nature. So it's a good lesson to learn.
Absolutely. It's a good lesson to learn. Everybody take note. We serve our business better when we take our off time, our breaks for ourselves. And it's hard to do, because you're like, oh, I just have this one more piece. I just have this one more thing to do. But take the break. Take the break, go out, have the coffee, go out, walk in the park, go out, walk in the garden, sit in the garden, whatever you have to do, take the break so that you can come back refreshed.
Yeah, I've even, it sounds funny, but I even have really dived into just being a little bit more involved within my community in terms of entrepreneurship. So previously I wouldn't have had time to do workshops, and I was able to do a really short, didn't require a lot of time, but a little mastermind with some other female entrepreneurs in my city, totally different businesses, and just having the opportunity to connect with them and chat, like, hey, what are some of your struggles? How have you combated this? Like, let's be vulnerable with each other, because we're not vulnerable with anybody outside of our businesses. And it's been wonderful. There's been some really great encouragement. Like, hey, you're getting specialized coaching. Great. Like, what are your struggles with rate increases? Like, what are your challenges? What's going well? And some of them have even become clients. They've been like, hey, like, not only do we need cleaning, but it sounds like you're really trying to build a worthwhile, caring, sustainable business. So it's been great. Win-win.
Huh. And going to those groups didn't feel like work, did it?
No, I had to get over the guilt, but now that it's no longer there, it is work. It's valuable work, but it doesn't feel like work. It's enjoyable.
Oh, it's not even work. It still isn't work, Claire. It's something that it gives value to you, right? They're supporting you as you support them. That's wonderful for personal development, for personal growth. And a side benefit is sometimes you use their services and sometimes they use yours.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's cleaning is a people-based business, especially in residential. And that's why the coaching is helpful and getting connected with, you know, there's some wonderful women that aren't even in the same country as me who have really reached out and supported and will bounce ideas off of each other and will, you know, will sit in our, in some of our frustrations together and go, oh, like I'm 12 years in and I still have some of the same frustrations as some of our cohort members that are just starting out.
Lifetime friendships and business connections are built.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very, very important, I believe, that you have a place that you can let yourself be vulnerable. We spend so much time putting on a mask, if you will. The mask to the outside world. Is everything fine? Yeah, everything's great. But inside, you feel like everything is falling apart. And when you've got a safe place where you can say, you know what, to my clients, I'll be strong. To my family, whatever, I'll be strong. But here, this one place, I can say, you know what, I'm kind of feeling this. And it doesn't feel good, and it makes me feel down. But just allowing that out in a safe place, in a safe environment, allows you to feel better and to be helped.
Yeah, absolutely. We often offload that onto people like our spouses who are very encouraging and provide a lot of support, but don't know what to do. And it's not it's not fair to offload that onto people who don't have the resources to help you. And you're absolutely right. Like, especially during the pandemic, like you're putting on a brave face for your team. You're putting on a brave face for your clients. And then coming out of that, it was like, okay, what we're doing is not working. So while we continue to push forward, let's find someone again. Let's be a little bit more comfortable with vulnerability and expand the people and the community that I have to be vulnerable with. Who have the answers and the expertise is a big piece there.
Good. This is so important. Thank you for having this chat. I hope it's going to be empowering to so many more. Tell us quickly before we finish up, what has probably been the most challenging thing for you in the program?
Aside from just managing how quick the program is and like wanting to get through all the information in the 9 weeks. I think the most challenging thing has been, again, like the numbers, just getting really clear with where we are at in operations and getting rid of the guilt, getting comfortable and confident with the numbers and knowing that Mike has a system in place where the numbers don't lie. And moving forward with that, like having someone to push me to make those changes with our clients, to have a clear path of sustainability and, just know, hey, that's the reality of the situation. We have to make these changes to be the best that we can be. And it's not a reflection on, me, it's not a reflection on like our team or our client. It's just this, it's just the reality. It's just the situation. And it's okay to accept that and make changes based on that. It doesn't have to be personal.
Yes. As whatever decisions we made in the past, we did the best we knew how to do. It's the best way I can think of to say that. So give yourself grace, everybody that's listening. If you're frustrated and pulling your hair out because you think I've made some mistakes, just realize I did the best that I knew how to do, but I can change it right now, right? I can make changes right now as I realize I can do better. So again, quickly, Claire, what's the goal now? How do you see your business?
So the goal now is to be profitable, which we will be able to do after the adjustments that I mentioned. I don't know, like the goal is just following through with the program, getting a pipeline of clients, getting a pipeline of team members. So being profitable and getting my time back. And being confident that like, hey, like I've got a wonderful business that serves me so that I can serve other people and I can get my time back. So some profits and a vacation. That those two things in 2023 would be just incredible. It would be, that's the ultimate goal.
Okay. Week 8, we're going to make your plans for that. Okay. You and I are going to talk on a call.
Sounds great.
Cleaning Nation, I couldn't have said it better. Claire, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Our time just went by poof so fast. I almost feel like we need to do another call. But thank you. Thank you for your time. Everyone, Cleaning Nation, that you're listening to this, please take note. Mike has bazillions, well, 700 or 800 podcasts for you to listen to. He's got all kinds of information on growmycleaningcompany.com. Go there, have a look around and feel the support. And Claire, thanks again. I really appreciate you. Everyone, have a great day. Bye for now.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.